Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're holding today Kuf Tes Amud Beis by the Mishnah. The Dab is Kuf Yud, but we're behind. We're in Kuf Tes Amud Beis by the Mishnah. Before I begin, I just want to say one thing. I think we would be remiss that if we would not at least have pointed out Tosfos we have over here who says a very big thing. We know that the Rambam Shita is that when it comes to all Isurei Achila, even though the shear of a seer that we have by a mashkin is a revius, but Abba became, sometimes you drink, and the shear is a kezias. For example, the Rambam holds that if a person will drink a glass of blood, how much does he have to drink in order to be high of chorus? He has to drink a kezias. Similarly, the Rambam holds, let's say a person would go and he would eat, he would eat basar kachim, let's say, before zrika. Also, and he would also drink the wine of the sachin, let's say, before zrika. He drinks also his ayas. Let's say a person has a glass full of chametz, and it's a mashka of chametz. It's a liquid chametz that he drinks. The Kezias, he's over. The Rambam holds he's over a Kezias. And the reason is because if it says the word Achila in the Pasuk, that means that no matter how you drink it, no matter how you drink it or how much you drink, the din is that's going to be totally in the Kshir Kezias because the Pasuk says that has a din of an Eichel, even if you do it through drinking. What will happen according to the Rambam? Let's say you have wine that became pigle. The pigle, the lashon is pigle hu leyeratze where, but it says lashon of achilu. There's an itzer achilu when it comes to pigle. This achilu, according to the Rambam, the shir will be a kizayis. Let's say you would have a gug, you would go be mefagel carbon, and the mashkin, the nesachin itself would also become pigle as a result of it. The din is, you would have, but if you ate a kezias of the wine, not totally in the mashkin. And we have a Tosfos not like that. Tosfos holds, if let's say a person drank wine of pickle, how much does he have to drink in order to be over? For Shteitzach. If he ate the busser of pickle, how much would he have to be in the kezias? If he drank the wine, which is pickle, how much does he drink? Tosfos a revius. Which means that is side that we have in the Rambam, that klal is a totally embarrassed. Tosfos argues on this. If you take a look at the Tosfos, the Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, you see almost towards the end of that Tosfos, five lines up from the Tosfos, from the bottom of that Tosfos, Tosfos Dibur Amaskel Oyla V'Yemurim Mitzdarfim L'Kizayis, that Tosfos. Five lights up from the bottom of that Tosfos. Tosfos says, Aval Gav, the Chela Bekezayas, Ubashkin Bereveyas. By Pinkle he's talking. Hanimili Bishia. But Derech Achilosh, let's say a person will do it, he'll drink, he'll go and he'll soak a piece of bread into a wine. The Shir is a Kezayas. But if he'll drink a glass of wine, which is pickle, he's going to be chayav if he drinks a revius. We have a fundamental machlokes. What will happen according to Tosfos? If a person drank a glass of chametz on Pesach, the chayav chorus will be what? The kezayis? A kezayis or a revius? Chayav's going to be a revius. According to Tosfos, chayav's going to come out to be a revius. All the halachas that we have, kamadidim that we have, in Machos Asuris, in those things where it's, even though the Pasuk uses the word Achila, But if it was changed into a liquid and he drank it, according to Tosfos, it'll be a Revius. And according to the Rambam, it's always a Kesayis. What? What do you say? By what? By Matzah? Yeah. That's a little bit, but that's no, because what's satisfied, he satisfies. That's different, that's different. Here we're talking in the Shira feeling. It can be Machalik between that and that case and these cases. They were talking about the Isurim of Lav, where the Torah says the word Achila, you're not allowed to eat this, can't eat this. And here, he ate it. Now, let's say he ate it. Kesayis. But Avada, it's implicit in that, according to Tosfos, that's all, the whole concept of Kesayis that you have is only by an Oichel, not by a Mashke. By Mashke, it's always totally in Revius. So, Chaira, we have that. I just wanted to point that out. I think we would be remiss about how such a Yisaitis thing you think.
Yeah.
Now we have on Kuftesim based on Mishnah.
Yeah, Rebbe has pointed out, there's a big Reb Chaim Kanevsky about it, because that you cited Reb Chaim is not 100% accurate. There's a big, the Derech Hamuna, in, I think it's a Maitre Sheni. It's a 10th Derech of Truma.
Yeah, it's fair for Maitre Sheni. That's one of the
That's
things.
That's a big problem.
That's fair for Maitre Sheni. I'm not going in the whole life concept, but I just wanted to point out the Machlokes of Rishayim. The Rabbi, this place is a very Yisaitistic thing of the Yisait that we have here. Now we have the Mishnah in Kuftesimek. Hakoy Me'etzvah Levayna. Here we're talking not a Zevach. This Mishnah, we're not talking over here about a Zevach. So Joel, he just came, this is a very important thing. You're going to make me say it over again. Here we're talking about a zevach, not about a zevach. We're talking about a kaimitz, that the levina that's brought together with a mitzvah. I mean, and we all know, of course, that a mitzvah's the dava. You always bring levina together with it. Vaktiris, the mitzvah's kahara mitzvah's the smachaya mashiach. Where does that have kibitza? Minchas kaimash, or minchas mesachet, that you know, companies of carbon? Sheikrim be achas behen, kezayas, mechutz, kayev. He thinks basic kezayas, mechutz is kayev. Even if we have a kaimitz, kaimitz is definite sheer. What? The Kmitzum was not in the Mikdash. The Kmitzum was not a legitimate Kmitzum. And then he took it, and he was back to the Kaimitz Bechutz. But what is the Kaimitz? In order for the Kaimitz to be good, there has to be a not Antum Hechoser to be brought in the Mikdash. But what did he do? He was back there only a Kazayas. Akoimitz, Valavaina, Akhtairis, all these things. Shehikri, Meyachas, Me'ed, Kizayas, Mechutz, Kayev. Even if he was not back there, the entire Koimitz, Avo became, he's Kayev. And Rabbi Lazar Paiter. Ad, Shiakim, is Kulan. On the other hand, Rabbi Lazar Paters, unless he was back there, the entire Koimitz, or the entire about that had to be brought with them in order to be kosher. The Kulan Shehikri, Bifnim, all of them that he was makrib Bifnim. Now, what about this? He was makrib the entire, let's say, the entire climates. He was makrib the entire climates, except for Kizayas. Bekulam Sheikrim Bifnim. Bishayer Mehem Kizayas. Even Rabbi Lazar, the Equivalent Machutz, he brought the remaining one Machutz. Then even Rabbi Lazar holds. He's chayav for that because that's the only thing that was left to be brought with him. Kulam shechasru kol shehu. Now, however, let's say they were chaser kol shehu with him. If they were chaser kol shehu with him, let's take, for example, the kaimitz. It's not going to apply by other things, by some other things, but by the kaimitz, Let's start with this, how possible is the Kaimitz. If it's chaser, the Kaimitz, that's possible. Now what? If you would want to bring it bifnim, you don't have a Kaimitz to be brought bifnim, that's going to be chaser. The Ikriva b'chutz potter. And that, then you brought even the whole thing b'chutz, it's going to be potter. That case, the dinners are going to be potter. Ha-makrev kachim ve'emurim b'chutz. Ye-makrev kachim ve'emurim b'chutz. There, you're chayiv. That's the Zevach. But the first cases are, well, you don't have, where it's not talking about the Zevach, but the Rashi just comments in here, I mean, what I was referring to before, the Kulam right here, the Kulam Shechasru Kol Shehu, everybody have the Rashi, Kulam Shechasru Kol Shehu, all of them that were missing, even a part that will render them puzzle, Kaimitz, that got the, some of it got lost or something. Kainim haktar, kulim shechasr kol shehu, kainim haktar ayine ibud, al sreifa. Something happened to it, got lost, it got burnt up. Nipsalum eches raidam. The thing is, they become possible, it's a possible of kaimitz. Kriyamar bebenachis. But Kumar says, well, we have been a pratlach of shechasra. The became puzzle. When we say kulon, kulon does not really mean kulon completely. The din is, by a levina, it doesn't have the same din as being chaser. The kulon lava levina kai, the habib thinking baba menachis, the perkaba, the levina shechasra. Let's say there's the share of Levina that goes together with the kaimitz that you bring it. The Lareb Shemek Shera, a few of the Al-Kaimitz Echad, even if there is one kernel of Levina that's left, the Lareb Yudah B'Shnei Karten, according to him, it's, you have to have two kernels that are left. The Levina Nami Kai. Now, listen, if you'll insist, and you'll say, not Bashma like that, Bashma's like, oh, the Levina, what it means is just a little bit of a revision, somewhat, an adjustment. That means, the Alamed and Abzai Ma'ashe Chasa Mishirach Shera, Lubar Kedisle, Lubar Kedisle. That just means it's Chasa, not from the original amount of the Levina, but something is missing from the essential amount that you need in order for it to be good. Maybe it's missing a little bit from one Kairat. Maybe it's missing a little bit of Kairat when you do it with two characters. So whatever it is, it's not the original shear. The original shear of Chasser that we have by a Mincha does not apply over here. These are the rules that set up for the Mishnah. Listen, Dov, what were you saying?
You have to do that
order.
Do the order.
What do you mean, the Mincha? What do you mean?
Three-quarters of the amount.
The last case of the Mishnah, yeah, because then what you have left is the Kezias only. No, because at the time when you did it, the thing that was had to have been brought, the Pesach HaLabayit was an entire Kaimitz. No, that's not good. And not only that, It's a possible akrova if you reverse the order. Let's say you brought a kizayis. Well, let's see. Meantime, the whole kaimitz is missing now. It's a psul in the kaimitz. He can't even be eitzed about that kaimitz anymore. What? What are you saying? The chazanish of what? What are you saying with the chazanish?
Three or four
That's a varum. Remember, we're not talking about a varum, about a zevach. We're talking about those things that are not the zvachim. Huh? Yeah.
So if I did this exception with the let's say,
my law of Tzur, Pirates, does it have a zvachim? Whether you need a mizbech or a bama here, is avada. The whole thing that we're talking about, chutz, you have to have gedarim of a bama in order to be chayiv. If it's a bama, and by the way, I think we'll see it coming up even, that not we're bringing it, what is the gedder of the whole chiyuv? It has to be diamond to what would be by a bama. And what is by a bama? Well, you might need a mizbeach. Maybe you don't need a mizbech. A tzura or an oven is enough. Bama is the template, not just for D-Day, Bama. But Bama is the template for how you bring it in order to be chayav b'chutz. Not only in the structure of where you bring it, but other halachas also. We'll have Raya coming up later on in a couple of blocks. Why it is like that, where it will manifest itself. Remember, what we said yesterday was, it's important to know the datum of a Bama. Because if you don't know the datum of a Bama, you can't tell when you're going to be chayav by shchutei chutz. Or not shchutei chutz, but halachas chutz. What are you going to do by halachas chutz? And you know, it's the gather of halachas chutz. When you're bringing it on a Bama. It's like you bring it machutz and that kind of a case. We'll see coming up more rias to this.
Kiraitzim?
Pardon me?
Huh? You need the whole
Maracho
Kiraitzim and the whole.
Yes. Yeah, you'll need that also. You might need, yeah. That could be enough kibbutz between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. Yes, yes. That's really part of what I was referring to. For example, be enough kibbutz. We'll see coming up. Let's say a person will go be makriv on a bama and he'll use lighter fluid. Won't use eitzim. He'll go to be makriv a carbon on a bama, and instead of burning it, be makriv it on the eitzim. Alo eitzim, asher alo eitzim. There's a little of eitzim. The psuk can tell us in the beginning of Vayikra, when you're makriv a carbon, there's a little of eitzim. Eitzim is not that it's labdavke, you know. You have something, eitzim. Ooh, eitzim. Yeah. You have some lighter fluid. Do the same thing. No. There has to be double eitzim. Now, when we're makriv on a bama. Now, what do you do by a bama? Is it has to be diamond to a mizbeach? You have to eitzim? Or a person goes and he's makriv on a bama. He can use lighter fluid.
I think so. I think
melach. What?
Melach.
Melach. Very good. Shmuel Aaron is asking whether you need melach on a bama.
I discussed that with Rebbe. It's a Meshech Chochma. It's a Meshech Chochma in Vayikra. We discussed this many years ago.
What?
We discussed this years ago. It's the Meshech Chochma in Vayikra. It all depends where you learn Melach.
We discussed it many moons ago, whether or not you have to have Melach by a Bobber.
Right.
Yeah.
Pardon
me?
It's the beginning of Vayikra.
And that comes afterwards, so it says whether you need it or not. Yeah. It says whether it needed, you need it, that's part of the, but it says whether you have to go and bring it in order to become part of it. Yeah. Where's the Meshech Chochma? It's in Vayikra, over there.
It's the beginning of Vayikra. On the Pasuk, V'lai Tashbitz is Bris Melech Alekecha.
On the Pasuk of Melech. On the Pasuk of Melech.
Yeah. It all depends if you learn it out from.
You could hear that it's not like, by the way, it could be, at that Shaila Gufa, it could be totally maybe, I'm just saying in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether or not in the Hakrava of a Baba, it has to mimic the din of Hakrava that you have in the Mikdash. If you would hold that you have to have a mizbeach, then we hear that. If you hold that it doesn't have to be like that, so sure, or that it could be not like that. But all right, but that's the deal that we have. Very good. Turn around about it now. If he's back there at Kizayas outside the Tadakama, hold, what do we have here? It's a price. It's another price. What do we have? Habakter Kizayis Bechutz Chayiv. That says what? If he's Bakter Kizayis Bechutz, he's Chayiv, because that has as right to be brought Bifnim. If he's Bakter and he does that, what are we talking about? He's Bakter Kizayis is Chayiv. On the other hand, Chatzis Pras Bifnim Pukr. Now, what does this mean? What does it mean? What, we have two datum in the Brisa. What does Potter mean? By Potter Zar. Is Zar is Potter. No, why would a Zar be Potter? Because it does not have a share of being a Haktara. Why? Now, how can it not be Haktara? You just got finished telling me that if you did it B'chutz, it's Chayim, because that's what was right to be brought B'fnim. And now you're telling me that if a tzar did it, he's potter. Chayav has tarti to sasri. Am I fighting Gemara? Am I potter? Potter's a abai. Why should he be potter? He just got finished telling me haktara he. If he chayav b'chutz, it means that's haktara. So that's haktara. So be chayav a tzar also. Amar Rav Zerida, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Yemi Barab, Amar Rav. What does it mean, my putter? Putter Tzibur, we're talking over here about the Ktiris. And what it's telling us is that, in the Sefer, it's telling us, Chatzi Pras, Bifnim, your putter. You weren't Makter the whole thing, but you were Makter a Chatzi Pras. Chatzi Pras, Bifnim, Rashi tells us, see the Rashi, Chatzi Pras Bifnim. Lab Davke Chatzi Pras. Pras is the share of Ketiris that you, the Chatzi is the share of Ketiris that we have, that we need. But Lab Davke Chatzi Pras. That's the, I'll take the amount of Ketiris. That would be, Kezias. Lab Davke Chatzi Pras. Do what the Kezias? Elapachas Mikashir. Half share mitzvah, look, and you did less than the share that you need for the mitzvah in general. And therefore, the Gemara says, because some divided my putter, putter zar. What does it mean, your putter? The Elah, bizarre is kalamar, you're not talking about it. So zar, my putter, shayach lememar bifnim. What does it mean, putter bifnim? Putter, what shayach to say your putter? Putter for what? Bifnim, it must be the wrong person did it. my putter. Haktari, why should he be putter then? It is Haktara, Haraya, the high tide of the Gomel Chayim Alom Bechutz. The Raya is, he's Chayim Bechutz, and it's Haktari, Shezor, Shebi Chayim also Bifnim. So tomorrow now my putter Tzibur, the Yatsu Yidei Chayim Vasan, the Kezaya Savya Haktara, the Tzibur is Yatsu, their mitzvah being Makter Ktiris. And therefore, if they did it, even if they did only a Kezayas, Not the whole shared price. The did is that they're able to be yitzer. My putter tzibur. Now, and therefore, Abraham Zeri, Kash, yeah, very good. But I have a problem here, Michael. What was bothering me is the following. Hadi Abba Rav Allah. That which Rav said. Baha Afilu Rabbi Eliezer. Maida. Afilu Rabbi Eliezer is Maida. What did Rabbi Lazar say in the Mishnah? Rabbi Lazar in the Mishnah said, you cannot have a kezayis on the outside. You have the ganze thing. You need kulo. You need the whole kaimitz. You need the whole tyrus. You need the whole avaida, whatever it is. The ha'amar Rabbi Lazar, bayda, the ha'amar Rabbi Lazar, lav aktarihi ka'amar. Afil, ha'di amar rav Allah, baha. Afil Rabbi Lazar, bayda, Rabbi Lazar, lav aktarihi ka'amar. And yet, and over here, he's going to be minded. Why? Because here comes it says and tells us, let's see, who get the Rashi? Baha, Fila, Rabbi Lazar, minded, the Afak, the Palak, the Limbas, the Sisan, the Machuch, minded, who la Haitana, the High Sefer, the Putter Tzibur. Even Rabbi Lazar is minded by Ktiris, that the Tzibur is Putter from the Chain and Kabbat upon them, to bring Tyrus during the day. Tzibur, the putter Tzibur, the kasha li Allah, I am my mind of her malazin la baktari kam, I mean the putter la bachutz, and guts, amar rabba, bahaktar, adara. So again, so now the question says, ikasha li. If I have a problem, I have a problem with this. Because what did Rab say? Amar rab, my putter, amar rab, yamar rabba, my putter Tzibur. Amar rab, zayre, ikasha li, ha kasha li. The Abba Rav Allah. Rav said regarding this din something which is very enigmatic to me, very difficult to understand why it should be like this. Why? What did he say? The Abba Rav Allah, Bahafila Rabbi Lazar Maida. Even Rabbi Lazar is Maida. That the Tzibur is Yaitza. If they brought a Kezias of Ktiris, which means that he did the mitzvah. At least he did the mitzvah. Rabbi Lazar Lavatarihi Ka'amar. What did he say in the Mishnah? He said that by because he held it's not Haktarah. So, to be honest, the two things can't jive. These things are mutually exclusive. Amar Rabba. No, they're arguing about a different thing. Now, there are two times that you bring Tyrus. You bring the Tyrus every day. Bring Tyrus every day. The Tyrus in the morning and the Tyrus in the evening. There's also another time. I don't mean those are the two times. Those are what's one time. We have a mitzvah of Tyrus every day, part in the morning, part in the evening. And then, of course, there's Tyrus of Yom Kippurim. What do we do now? Amar Rabba Bakhtara de Heichol, that we bring in the Heichol every day, the Chuli Amalom Pligi. There's no machlekes between Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbanan. Everybody holds that you bring a Kezias, you're Yitzah, and if you bring a Kezias on the outside, you're Chayim. Even Rabbi Lazar agrees to that. Keep Pligi Bakhtara de Pnim. The machlekes says doesn't mean b'fnim, it means l'fnayus name in the Kodesh Kodoshim. Keep plingy b'haptara dipnim. That's where Rabbi Lazar argues on the Tanakhama. Matzavah, what does the Kohen Gadol bring on Yom Kippurim? He brings the Malay Chavtav. And that, the shadow that we have is, and certainly the Pashtus, the way we're brought up from the cradle. That's Ba'akif. Who's going to think of that it's not Ba'akiv? The Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur, Chukah, it says. He brings two scoopfuls, a scoopful with both hands. That's how he has to do it. Well, my mom is any infant in the crib knows that. So the Gemara says it. The Chuli Alma Light Lingi, keep Lingi Mahatara Dipdin. Mar Sava Balai Chavtav Dafke. Umar Savar. Balai Chavtav Lav Dafke. According to the Tanakhama, he's saying that, according to the Tanakhama, he holds your chayim by the tyrants, even of Yom Kippurim. All you need is a kisayis. Awfully, my fellow. Rabbi Lazar, because he holds that Malay Chavtav is dafke, you have to bring the whole thing. I'm not hearing the same guy, so. It's assuming you just woke up. What are you asking?
Less than a chatzi
pras. You don't need even a chatzi pras. And kezayis, if you do it b'fnim, it's also good enough. Your yaitzin, the tzaris that you bring b'chol yait. And therefore, Rabbi Lazar is mind over there. Your chayiv. If you do b'chutz, the whole thing that he argues on is only by the tzaris of Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
Huh? Is there, what's this? What's the difference? I don't know what you're missing. Or something. He holds that if there's a thing that's ma'akim, b'fnim, you have to bring the whole thing b'chutz. But if it's not ma'akim, b'fnim, you don't bring the whole thing b'chutz. So b'heichol, it's not ma'akim, therefore he's minded. You bring it b'chutz. You're chayim. In the time it's like you bring in the heichol. In the Mishnah, where he argues and he says you have to bring the whole thing b'chutz, he's talking about Yom Kippur only. Because he holds like chavtav is a shear. Less than that, you're not yaitzah. Okay? Lav davke, davke, my son of like chavtav, lav davke. Amalei abayim. What? How many is that? Amalei abayim, okay, ksiva chukah bahaktar with the pneumon, it says. It says chukah, chukah soilah. Nobody would argue with that. Avada has to be makriv. Avada needs malay chavtav. And therefore, how can he come and tell me that with the kizayis, according to the Tanakhama, he holds that you're chayim because all you need, because malay chavtav is not ma'akiv. El amar abayin, though, the other way. B'haktara, b'fnim, kuliyama, lo pligi. Everybody holds over there, it's ma'akiv. If you don't have a Malay Chavtav, then you don't, if you don't have the Malay Chavtav, then you're not Yaitse. Keep Lingi Bahaktara the Chutz. The Machloikis is only by the Haktara the Chutz. Bar Savar, Yalfinin, Pnim Mechutz. One holds that you learn out the din of the Haftaras of the din of the Vlaychavtav, you're going to be learning out from a chutz. And therefore, what will be, you're not going to be chayim b'kizayis if you did it b'chutz, because that's the din that you have that you're chayim for if you did it before. If you did by the Haftaras of the Heichal that you do every day. And therefore, even though when you do it in the Kodesh Kodoshim when you have Kippur, it's about Akiv to have that shiur. But the Chiv Chutz will be a Gezayis because that's what it normally is. You learn out the din of the Malay Chavtav, B'chutz. The Malay Chavtav, that din of Taras and Yom HaKippurim, you're going to be chayim if you did it B'chutz even with a Gezayis. No different than the Torahs that you bring b'chutz. No different than the Torahs that you, I mean, you bring in the Heichel. And that is the Svar of the Tanna Kamma. That's why the Tanna Kamma holds your Chaim even b'kizayis.
Even though my
Moshav Chumab
is dafka, he's still learning.
Even though Malay Chavdav is dafka. Even though everybody here, even a little even if you know Malay Chavdav is dafka, you're not Yaitzah and Yom Kippur if you bring less than the Malay Chavdav. But let's say you bring a Kizayis only of it b'chutz, you're Chayim. You know why? Because normally when you bring Kizayis, b'chutz, you're Chayim. But it's based on the Torahs that you normally bring from in the Heichal. And Rabbi Loza is not like that. So the Gemara says, well, that's why Yechayim, you're merely makter. The Kizayis of Ketayris by Yom HaKippurim. Chutz. Umar Sava, Rabbi Lezer says, lo yafina. No. You know, what will it take to be Chayim? B'chutz and Yom Kippur? You're not going to be chayiv. But in the din of being yitzah, what happens year round for the tyrus that you normally bring in the heichel? Over there, even Rav Lazar agrees. Why? Because all you need is a kizayis. Amar Rava. Agav. Rashi comes and tells us over here. You see the first wide line of the Rashi. You see the first wide line?
The very wide line
of the Rashi. The very end of the line. Omar Rabba. Bahaktara deheichal. Everybody agrees. Shemachal yayim. Shalaynemar boshir. Everybody, including Rabbi Lazar, holds all you need is a kizayis. Shalaynemar boshir. There he is. Bahai pras. Shir the rabbanidu. Maiden Rabbi Lazar to become the Mekizayis Havi Haktara. L'chayim alay, it's a Haktara to be chayim on it, b'chutz, because the whole din press in the first place is only into Rabbanit. L'chayim tzitzimri, nechal basa b'fnim. That whole din of press, Rashi holds only into Rabbanit even. I sort of misspoke before. Sort of. Because I said, your yaitse Mekizayis, but the Yemen, not Lekatchila. No, I didn't really, I don't mean that.
I know.
I'm saying, not because it's Lekatchila the Arisa. There's a din Lekatchila to be Yaitse, that's Rabban and Dikin, then a pras. What's a pras anyway? The pras is a half of a mana. The chetz of pras is a half of a mana. That din mana and pras is only a Rabban. Would be the rice. The rice, all you need is a kizayis of Nathan.
Yeah, well, when we did Krisis, Rebbe pointed out the Yerushalmi to us. There's a Mishnah Melech or something. When we did Krisis, Rebbe pointed out that Yerushalmi, because Rashi in Krisis was not clear, and Rebbe pointed out there's Yerushalmi, there's a Mishnah Melech too. I think the Mishnah Melech, yes, the Mishnah Melech brings the Yerushalmi. How much is necessary for Ketiris? I'm looking for it now.
I'm rich.
Rebbe gave it as a Yerushalmi.
Right. At the Piskei Taisvus.
It was a Piskei Taisvus also?
In Krisus.
I remember when we did Krisus, Rebbe pointed out. I'm looking at Mishnah Melech now.
If you take a look, Davavo and Beis and Krisus. The Piskei Taisvus and Krisus that says it's Halacha Lomai Shemi Sinai. And I think that you need that the shear is a press. not like Rashi saying that it's under Rabbanim. The Mishnah Melech, I think what you're referring to is the Mishnah Melech in Perek Gimel and Hilchos Tumim Masechet.
No, it's in Tumim Masechet. I'm looking at the second Perek of Kli Hamikdash now. Maybe Rebbe says it's in Tumim Masechet. Okay, I'll look over there.
I remember Rebbe
pointed it out to us.
I think what you mean is there's a brisker rub though in Kli Hamikdash. That, yeah. There's a brisker rub in Kli Hamikdash. But the Mishnah Melech is in Perek Gimel Tumim Masechet.
This is Masechet. Okay, I'll look right now.
That who holds that it's halacha l'maishmi Sinai, the din that we have.
of Prat.
Okay, but that is that's how the Gemara is answering and how it comes out. At this side. Amar Rava. Amar Rahashta chutz me chutz. Now we have a problem. The machlokes is whether you learn out, p'nei mechutz, or you don't learn out p'nei mechutz. Great thing, Gemara. Why wouldn't you tell me, I'm not Rabbi Hashla Chutz Bechutz Lo Yalfi Rabbanin, Pnei Mechutz Bevai. If they don't learn
Rebbe,
out...
I'm sorry to interrupt. Rebbe is 100% right. I found it. Third parak of Tweed Moon was up. Rebbe, call up Parish Me Rebbe, Ke Parish Me Nachai.
Yeah, yeah, Rebbe, I have over here.
Now, Rebbe is unbelievable.
No.
Rebbe is unbelievable. Thank you.
Hashla Chutz Bechutz Lo Yalfi Rabbanin, light of the way we're saying. You think you're going to learn out the din of Yom Kippur? Bah, that's brought Mechutz Kedoshim from the din Mechutz. You're not going to learn Chutz Mechutz. What's the mean Chutz Mechutz? What are we talking about? Mahi, what are we referring to that you don't learn Chutz Mechutz? The Sadi Yochel Hamayla Pachas Mechizayis Kaimitz. I might have thought that maybe a person is Mayla Pachas from the Kizayis of a Kaimitz. Who Pachas Mechizayis a Murim? Or let's say he'd be Menaseh Pachas Mishloishes Lugim Yayin. Let's say he'd pour less than three Lugim of Yayin. Or Pachas Mishloishes Lugim Mayim. Maybe he Chayiv. Maybe he Chayiv for that, all these things. Even as Pachas Mishloishes, Pachas Mishloishes Lugim, maybe he Chayiv, you know, Tom of Blema Lassais. Remember, like the pasuk that we had yesterday, last night's meeting. What? Al hasholeim chayiv, in a chayiv al hachasar. It has to be on sholeim, on a dover, which is a more, which is a sholeim, not chayiv. Again, what? We would take what the sholeim is. Remember, maybe it could mean the whole behemoth. Maybe it could mean at least an aver. But if you don't hold that like that, it means a kizayis. And therefore, there has a definite shear for the halal that you do, the halal that you do outside. The Yisrael comes, so now what? So they do chayim al achaser. Break the Gemara. Now, if you bring v'pachas mishloisha lugim, the Yisrael comes asim, the liquid of tzvei lugim, and there are multiple kizesim over there. And avo pikein, if it's less than three, you're going to be putter. If you're menasech wine, less than three. Let's say you're menasech wine, which is two lugim. You're not chayim mechutz. Now, even over there, there are kama kizesim. Why don't you learn out from other dinim? Why don't you could have learned it out, the sachim, from the Nesacha, from the Haktara, from Haktara said, Vavei Murim. And therefore, if you don't do that, you shouldn't be all learned the din of Haktaris, of the din of Mayim HaKippurim from Chutz either. Ella Marava, we're talking about another thing. What is the Machlokes again? We'll try another suggestion. The Gemara will learn out. The suggestion is, what's the Machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Lazar? The Gavino Shnei Chatzoi Pras, the Mona. Let's say again, he put both halves of the pras into one keli and into a klisharis and his mekatsha. Mar savar kviyas vada milsahi. One holds that you put them onto it, and therefore it's milsa. And therefore what happens, Rashi tells us, the savar rabalazar kviyusa demada milsahi. It's something which is significant. Hayo benasa shnei chatzai pras mekli. That you designated it for the Haktara of the Hechel, that was Keveya. The Keli was Keveya. The Ibchasir Kolshehu. Once that happens, if it got less, even a Kolshehu, Mifsel. You already did it. It already became Kaddish earmarked, designated for the Tyrus. And therefore, if you gave got less, it's Mifsel. Once you did that already, then the whole thing becomes part of that Torah, and you need to do the whole thing. On the other hand, the Rabbanin hold not like that. The Rabbanin hold that here Rashi can be used in the Mara Lav Kolomho, and therefore, that itself doesn't make any difference. It doesn't mean that the whole thing then becomes that, and therefore now, if you do it because that becomes the shir, la bilsi. That doesn't affect the din of haktara, that of the din of haktara that you have to do b'chutz. Umar sama la bilsi. One holds again that it's la bilsi. Alright. Omar Rava. And that'll be the machlokes, a different machlokes. I have a problem here. I have a problem. Alright, maybe I'll say it afterwards. Omar Rava. Hashta. Lamanda Omar Kvias Manablo Klumhu. Now you hold like the Rabbanan who hold. That the Kvias Manablo. It's nothing. It doesn't tell you that the din of, that doesn't affect the sheer, kizayis, that you're going to be chayv or b'chutz. The fact that you're, that the kvir, you put it all into the klisharis, it doesn't say that the whole thing, that the whole din of the haktara has to be dafke, that extra amount that you put in, the whole mana. Come out if you hold that, it does not do that. So let's say it would come out the following. Kava Shisha Lapar. Let's put it here. He was Kaveya 6 Lugim for a par. And what did he do? He went and he was Bakter Bechutz 4 Lugim. The Kriva Bechutz. Now that you hold Kvias Mada is like that. It's not Kaveya. So in this kind of a case, the din is that he's going to be chayev. Griva b'chutz, he's chayev. Because anyway, that is able to be considered a decent amount of nisuch. Because you did it, but you know, do I a par? It's the amount that you would do even by an ayah. Shemroi li ayah. Kovar ba li ayah. What should I say? It's kaveh, now the amount that you have to be menasek b'chutz is 4. No, because if you hold the Kvias Mada, it does not affect it. Umashach mehen shleisha, the Kriva Mechutz, what are the 3? 3 is for a canvas, Mechutz Chaim, Shurim LeKavis. Chutz Rukol Shehu, the Kriva Mechutz. Let's say there, what will happen now? Chutz Rukol Shehu, the Kriva Mechutz, is going to be butter completely, because Kvias Mada is nothing. It's less than 3, it'll be less than 3. And therefore, that's what should come out. Now, if you're going to learn like this, it's a whole different thing. In Machlekes, you don't have to feel bad for trying to be Mechavad even to such a thing. That'll be the thing. But the other in Rav Ashi Omar, we can learn the way we said originally. And what is the Machlekes? The Machlekes is, by Yom Kippur, whether you learn out, and Mechutz. You have a Kashi, you don't even learn out. Chutz Mechutz. Somebody, you're not going to learn Pni Mechutz. The Kashi, remember that we just had in Abba. If you learn like Rav, that Rav said, the Kashi that he said on Rav's Memra, if you don't learn out the din by Mipnim, Mechutz, Mechutz, you're not going to learn out Pnim, Mechutz. Something about it, no. It's a whole different thing. And I think it's really the thing that everybody was thinking of anyway. I said, Rav Ashi Omar, Nisuch Behaktare Lo Yavi Rabban and Afagav the Chutz Mechutz. You know why they say that? Because you can't learn out liquids from the liquid of Nisuch from the Dinam of Haktarah. All right, we hear that. Lo yafi haktara behaktara yafi amagam bechutzvim. On the other hand, let's say you're learning out the din of haktaris k'tiris from the din of haktaris, the haktara of the k'tiris that you do every day from the heichal. Over there, they are able to learn that. Ayyatsin loving for rain, according to Ravashi. Why is it that according to the Rabbanan? Why is it that, what is the din then, according to the Rabbanan? And Yom Kippur, if a person where the Kohen Gadol is only going to be Yaitse, like even b'di'evit, he needs that Torah of the whole Malay Chastav. If he takes a kezias of that, and he brings it b'chutz, he's chayiv. Why? Because he learns it out from the din of K'tiris that we have the whole year, and that's a kezias there, it's only a kezias. The whole sheer pras, like Rashi holds, is only a drabbanan. And the great, great, and the Mahal, for the Lord, let's say even Salachal, we should be Sinai. But the din is, you're going to be, and it's Lakatrila, but the Evan, at least you're going to be able to be Yaitse with the Kizayas, and therefore that's the din that is going to be Chayef. Now, what's bothering me is, I think the Chazanish is bothered, I think, also, but this is what's bothering me. I think this is probably what the Chazanish is bothered by also. I didn't see it, but this is the, if we would hold Kviyas Shmona as Mil Sahi, or even the way we're saying now, let's say by the K'tiris. By the K'tiris, let's say, and Rashi, as we ever tells us, by the Pras, why are you Chai by Kizayis by the K'tiris? Because the pras, Rashi is saying, only at the Rabbanan, and he's saying that the Tzibur would even be Yitzhak inside the Heichel. There, we don't have a riot, maybe. But in the case, let's say, where the Kviyas Mada is a Milsahi, if you hold Kviyas Mada Milsahi, that's why Rabbi Lazar says that you have to be Makram the whole thing Bechutz. According to Rabbanan, Kviyas Mada is not Milsahi, and therefore, Yechayim, if you did a little bit, but if you did even a kezayis b'chutz, even if you go where you put by the lugim, right? You went and you did more. You could be chayim. You did six. You did four on the outside is chayim. Why? Because it doesn't change the din b'chutz. Well, what am I? By a kaimitz. Take this year by a kaimitz. Everybody else, the kaimitz, they got to kaimitz. The guy said kaimitz is a reason to be chayiv. Of OPK, the rabbanon don't think you're makriv a kezayis of a kaimitz. Let's say sheer kaimitz, right? It's two kezayisim, minimum. It has to be a minimum of two kezayisim. A kayin that has, like I said, kayin has little hands, and he can't fit two kezayisim into his hand. It's not even, he's not even able to do a mincha. A kayin can't do it unless it's a sheer of two kezayisim and a kaimitz, a minimum. So let's say he has a kaimitz, which is two kizaisim, he's makrif one b'chutz. Person, anybody, anybody comes, and he's makrif one kizayis b'chutz. He's chayiv, the Mishnah says. Now, why don't you just say, there is no question of kviyas mada milsahi. Of course, the whole tyrus is the one that the whole chayiv is that. He can't be makrif there less than the two kizaisim. But b'chutz, he's chayiv by kizayis. Now you're telling me that the only reason why you're going to be chayim by kezayis of k'tiris because kviyas mada is lab milsahi. Well, let's say it would be milsa. So what? So it is. So that becomes the shear of the haktara. A b'chutz, it's not going to be a kezayis. Why is that any different than a kaimitz? What you're telling me by the lugin. The shear to do the lugin in kviyas mada milsahi is six. And it has to be six. When can you possibly be chayim for four? Only if Kviyas Mada La Milsahi. Why, if you hold that, you're going to be chayiv for four, only Kviyas Mada La Milsahi, why is that any different than a kaimitz? A kaimitz, the kaimitz is two kizaisim, three kizaisim. Abba Bikin, you do a b'chutz, it's chayiv. So well, what's a tali over there? Why should it be tali of that? That's what's bothering me over here. Why should it be tali of that? Okay. I got it on my chest. I feel much better now.
I thought Rebbe's going to ask, well, why you need three? Why you need three loops of the ayin?
Dov is asking something else.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
What?
His hand or putting it into the second kishore?
No, by kaigut. In his hand. There has to be a minimum of 2 kiseis.
That's not a month. You put it into a second kishore?
No, but still, Havani puts it into the second kishore. But that's not the thing that does it. I mean, let's say, so the whole thing now, well, and that becomes the din of Akhtara. He puts it into a kli, and that's what he has to be mocked here. Let's say the 3 kizasim in his hand. At least 2, but the last 3. So he has to do the whole 3.
He didn't put it into a second
of the sharis. Then it's not right for Akhtara anyway. It's not the Scottish. Yeah, that'll be the case, right. He went and he took the thing. What happened? It was Mekadosh, the Klish, the Kaibitz. It's right out for Haktara. And then he took it out. So whoever took it out, could be a Zohar, took it out also.
Maybe you one side
for
second
Kaibitz
and took it out.
Ah, took the whole thing.
No, but that's
then, again, according to Rabbi Lazar, you have to take out the whole thing and be back to the whole thing. According to the Rabbanan, let's say he took out only a Kizayas. And you were mocked there at Kizayis. The other Kizayis you left into the Kli that was
beginning. His mother is in the Kli, not in his hands. That's the case.
Yes. No, so it was Mekadosh. But Alpha Pekane, you can take a Kizayis out of that. And you can be hired for that. Why is it with me and why are we here? Is it not like that? And only going to be like that? Only Kli's mother is La Milsi. And whatever you're saying here, as Kviyas Mata Milsi, it's certainly going to apply by a Kaibitz. It's certainly going to be the Kaddish, all 3 Kizasin. And yet you're telling me that if you're going to be high and you did it Mechutz, if you did only 1 Kizayis. And now you're telling me the whole Machlaikis. The Rabbanan, again, the Rabbanan don't hold you have to do the whole thing. The Rabbanan hold you do a Kizayis and finish. What's the Machlaikis? All right. We got to get going over here. Wait. Now let's see over here. Nua. The Kulam Shech Chasru, let's say became Chasr Bifnim. Then it became, if it all became Chasr Bifnim, you can't be Yaitse Bifnim. Let's say the Kaimitz was not eligible anymore to be brought. Let's say the Kaimitz was Chasr and it's not eligible to be brought as a Kaimitz. So the thing is, you can't be Chayim Bechutz, obviously, because you don't have a Shir Chasr Bifnim. Ibailu, chesaren dechutz, shmei chesaren olov, olov shmei chesaren. What's that? Mi amrinin. What should he say? Came into nafak. Let's say when you took it out, it was good. It was a sheer kaibitz. You did a sheer kaibitz, with a sheer, whatever you had, it was fine. And then when you got out, maybe the wind went and the wind blew some of it away. You don't have a complete shear kaibitz, and you're back to the rest. What happens? Chasarin the chut shmei chasarin alo shmei chasarin. If them have added shmei chasarin, you're not going to be chayiv. What happened to chutz? Mia meaning since you took it out anyway, so it's possible me I'd say. Came into nafak isalahu, then it came possible anyway. So Marash, Mali, Chaser, Mali, Yeser, what difference to make its whole thing is possible anyway, because it's possible to be Yitzhak. Oh, Dilma, maybe Yitzhak, the Isa Biene. Biene, yeah, there, you're going to be higher, because Slep Kosaif, the Kaibitz is Biene. The lesser Biene law. But maybe if it's Chaser, it's not. Omar Abaye, Toshima, the Rabbelezer, Piter, Anchi Yakri, Mes Kulon. Rabbi Lezer Pater's until you bring everything. Amalei Rabbi Baruch Chanan Le'abayim. Then Rabbi Eliezer. So what Rabbi Lezer says, you're not going to be chayim at Shiachri Veskulon. Now, who is asking Rabbi Lezer? Well, it's like you bring in Rabbi Lezer. We're not asking the Tanakamu. We're asking the Tanakamu also. Who's chayim that you don't have to. You can be chayim even by Kizayas. And yet, where it's a chesar bifnim, that is different. What do you bring a right for Rabbi Lezer, though? The Rav. I heard from Rav that I've come up thinking Rabbi Adnan later, Rabbi Eliezer, Elubi, he said, be amen. Abba chesarin, mighty life. By chesarin, the Rabbanan are mighty to Rabbi Lezer. La of them, Abba chesarin, mounduli. La, the mighty by chesarin that you're not chayiv. Now, aren't we talking? Are we not talking lad b'chaser b'chutz? No, b'chaser b'tvim. That's the case. We don't mean to talk, we're never talking about a case where it's chaser b'chutz. B'chaser b'chutz, we have a legitimate child, maybe we should be chayin for that. B'shema b'kulat she'chasru. B'kriv b'chutz b'atam. What about that? Lad b'chaser b'chutz? The same thing, lo b'chaser b'tvim. And therefore, when the Gemara never resolves this, a makrif, kachin, yerchayim, you bring a kizayis. Zebach. I break the Gemara. Now, this is what I really is what I'm referring. Yeah, Yitzchak, you're missing a very important Likud over here.
Left my kids home alone.
All right. But all right, there's a very important Likud over here. A makrif, this is what we've got to illustrate. A makrif kachim. Amai. How can it be haika chatzitza? If you're makrif kachim, I faith think about it. What do you mean? Isn't there a problem of chatzitza? Rashi says, Shehabasar eino roi lahaktara. Chaitzitz. What do we do? He was makrif two things, right?
The basar
with the emurim. Basar with the emurim.
What basar?
What bus are we talking about? Whatever bus, not by an oil. We're not by an oil. By an oil. The bus is never right for our. You eat the bus. So yes, where are the Amurim mounted? On top of the bus, not on the Mizbeach, not on the Aitzim.
You know what
that is. So how could that work? It's looking that you split, you turned them upside down. Which means what?
You made the sandwich the other way.
You made the sandwich the other way. You made what? You have the Amurim on the bottom. For Rabbi Yechonon Amar, Afilu Teim Shalai Hachad. And what? There, here, look at the Pekuda that I was bringing, I was referring to. Ba'ani Reb Shimon Hi Di'obar Afilu Helu Al Asela. Chai Rav Amar Bimba Mino Eno Chaitzitz. That's going to be telling whether this is a din of Akhtara, which is a legitimate reason to be Chayim Chutz. It's going to be telling whether you have to have halachas of a mizbeach by the bama, or whether you don't have to have halachas of a mizbeach by the bama. If you hold that you have to have the deed in the, what will happen if you're makom on the mizbeach? You cannot have a psul chatzitza. You can't have that by a bama. It's the same thing. Therefore, we have a problem. And if by a bama that it's no good, then it's achay b'chutz, because the deed of chutz mimic what is going to be the deed of a bama. On the other hand, let's say you hold that it could be brought on a seller. You don't need Gidrei Mizbeach. You don't need Gidrei Mizbeach by a bama. Then you don't need it by a bama. Then you don't need it b'chutz either. This machlokes is not an isolated machlokes of when you bring it b'chutz, does it have to be a Mizbeach or a bama? It's the esoteristic machlokes. And what is the whole gather of the din of Shutei Chutz, of Halas Chutz? Is it a gather of bringing an abama or not? And it depends on what you would do. What are the halachas of abama? By abama, does it have, that's why I asked. Let's say by abama, you want to be makrivin with lighter fluid. Are you chayim? First of all, he was makriv on abama, b'zman isra abamis. What did he do? B'zman isra abamis, he was makrivin with lighter fluid. Is he chayim for being makriv on abama? Halas chutz or not? I think l'chayra should come out that if you hold that it has to be done to mizbeach, that's what a bama is, mibela. If you did it b'chutz like that with lighter fluid, you're not chayiv. On the other hand, let's say it doesn't have to be like that. You can bring without a mizbeach. Then in that kind of a case, it doesn't have to mimic what took place in the mizbeach. A bama is not a mizbeach. A bama is a whole different gather of hakrama. And therefore, let's say you light up with lighter fluid. You don't use etzim. That's the reason it could be like that. That's the reason it could be chayiv. And then Rav Ashi says anyway, because bim amino is ein chaitzis. We have a very big problem with bim amino also, by the way. Taisvis comes and says, bim amino is ein chaitzis. And that's the reason why if you have basar underneath the Amurim, you're going to be chayv anyway. Honey, I'm reading the Yale. Gabe regel, chavero, apostle. Even though it's Bimamino. Right, it's standing in the Azara, standing on somebody else's foot. Ein derach sheiros b'chach. The reason is because I'm ein derach sheiros b'chach. And that's the reason why it's coming intelligent. If you look, Reb Kivanger, come shtol su the Gemara in Yuma, which creates a very big problem. But the Gemara says it's not based on him. We're talking about that because he says, I in Yuma, Mr. Reb Kivanger, that nun ches amin aleph, where the Gemara, it's not like that. L'chayra pashtis, and it's telling us that it's a whole different svara, bim amino. And, but the way Rashi, the way Tosfos learns it over here, when we're talking about that Gemara, Vodi Amina Liel, Gabi Rego Chavero, it's not because of Mim Amino, it's because of Chatzitza. It doesn't mean Chatzitza, but it means because of Ein Derech Sheiros B'chach, and therefore he wouldn't, therefore that's the reason why it's not going to be able to work. And the Shraf of the Gemara in Yuma, the Mashtah of Gemara in Yuma, is talking about the real din of Chatzitza. Mincha Shalayim Nikmatza. Now, Mincha Shalo Nikmatza. The Hikriva Mechutz. And let's say you have a Mincha that he did not take out a Kaimitz. And he was back of it Mechutz. The Mincha and the Bisa. He had an Asiris Oefa. And he was back with the whole Asiris Oefa Mechutz. He never took out the Kmitzah. There's nothing. Nothing is earmarked yet for the din of Akhtari. Putter. Kotsa. Let's say he did do a Kriza. V'chosar. Kotsa. L'saicha. And then the Kaimitz went back inside of it. V'krima. B'chutz. Then he's Chayiv. Why is he Chayiv? Because he was back there at B'chutz. What are you going to say? Bittul Barayiv? Bittul Barayiv is not applied by island. It's not on Kutchim that we have. It's there's no dibitul. Daba Sawyer. We know that the Kachain Island of Atlan says it. Bamai Libatul Shirayim Lakaimitz. I let the Shirayim be Mavatul. The Kaimitz that got mixed in on the last case of the Mishnah. Omer Alfon Sayer with Demra. Haftar Bakaimitz and Emra Haftar Bishirayim. Ma Haftaras Kaimitz ain't Kaimitz Mavatul Chavera. Just like by the Haftar of the Kaimitz. What Kaimitz? Is that Mavatul another? Haftar Shirayim and Shirayim Mavatul Kaimitz. The Shirayim, but also if it says the word Haftar there, that tells you that we treat it like things that are right along Gabe Mismeach, and there's not going to be a din of Mithil when it comes to that also. Haftar Valavaina Shehikri Mesechad Behen Bechutz Chayiv. Let's say the Kaimitz and the Levina have to be mukta on the Mizbeach. You bring one of them, Mechutz. Sky, Rabbi Lazar, Paita, and Shiakim is Hashedi. And Rabbi Lazar is Mechayim, until you bring the Shedi, you have to bring the whole thing. Echad Bethnim, the Echad Mechutz. You put one Chayim. And let's say you put one Bethnim, one Mechutz, you're Chayim. Shnei Mazicha Levina. Shikim Echabahim Mechutz Chayim. Rabbi Lazar Plato at Shiakim is Hashedi, Echad Bifnim, the Echad Bechutz is Chayiv. You did one Bifnim, one Bechutz, the thing is that it's Chayiv also. And did you Chayiv? And therefore, again, according to Rabbi Lazar, this has to be, the whole Kaktara has to be together. If you don't do it, you did a mixus of the Kaktara, it's not going to be Chayiv. All right, we'll have to stop over here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.